You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Growing numbers of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar poured into neighbouring Bangladesh this week, with some feared drowned after a boat sank in a river during a bid to flee escalating violence. The Burmese Rohingya organisation UK is calling for urgent action from the international community to press the Myanmar government to lift all restrictions on humanitarian aid in Rakhine State. It says alarming reports are being received from the ground that people are slowly starving to death. At least 160,000 Rohingyas are in desperate need of food, life-saving medical assistance and other forms of aid. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has released a batch of recent satellite images that show whole villages burnt to the ground. The military admits it is conducting security operations in Rakhine, but the government denies it is raising homes. Toon King is the president of the Burmese Rohingya organization in the UK. He told me that persecution against the Rohingya Muslims goes back a long time.
Rohingyas are facing persecution in many decades, I should say. But particularly currently, they are facing the worst human rights violation perpetrated by Burmese military. You know, since 9 October, after an armed group attacked a border guard post, by taking that excuse, they are killing innocent Rohingya people. As far as what we know, until today, more than 400 Rohingyas were killed and hundreds of women were raped and more than 300 Rohingya were arrested and a lot of people are missing. So they are burning down Rohingya houses. That is what's happening in our country these days. And they are continuously they're doing that. It's about more than five villages were burned down. About 35,000 Rohingya become internally displaced persons where their houses were burned down. So the situation is getting much, much worse. And, you know, situation is not improving. International community is raising the issue, but we have not seen practical action yet. We really need international effective action, effective pressure to Myanmar government to stop this crime against Rohingyas.
Can you tell us where, in what area of Myanmar the Rohingyas live, and where does this prejudice against Rohingyas come from?
The Rohingyas are actually living western side of Burma, Arakan State. They are native people of Arakan. Their history is they living in Arakan State according to history, early 7th century AD. The Rohingya were recognized as an ethnic group after independence from Burma 1948. But today, the Burmese government is saying Rohingyas are not citizens of Burma. And they introduced 1982 citizenship law. That law made Rohingya fundamental right. Because of that law, today 1.3 million Rohingyas were not recognized as a citizen of Burma. Because of that law, Rohingyas are facing restriction of movement, restriction on marriage, restriction on education. For example, even though my grandfather was a parliamentary secretary in Burma, but I'm not a citizen of Burma until today because of that law. So it's a systematic persecution to eliminate the Rohingyas of Burma. Military have designed it.
Why?
It's kind of ultra-nationalism, racism, and Rohingyas are different color, different faith, and different ethnic. That's why we are facing persecution.
Now, I also read that the current Burmese government has established an advisory commission which includes international experts to make recommendations to the government, if I'm not mistaken. Has this had any positive outcome?
Actually, we welcome what the NLD government formed, a commission, which is Kofi Annan Commission, to advise the government of Burma with key recommendations. But they did not include Rohingya people in that commission. I should say clearly, on that commission, instead of including Rohingya, there are some anti-Rohingya people. And no matter what, his former Secretary General Kofi Annan is heading this commission. So this is a good sign. But the thing is, people are facing serious disaster, humanitarian aid crisis are going on. But we really need immediate action to provide humanitarian aid. Rohingya who are seriously facing aid restriction in our Afghanistan state.
I understand that the people are escaping across the border into Bangladesh. What kind of reception do they get there?
Bangladesh government is not providing them shelter. We still don't know how they are taking shelter. There is a lot of Rohingyas there, unregistered Rohingyas. They might be gathering with them, but some are just running for their life. They are fleeing from the country.
If the Rohingyas don't have Burmese citizenship, what citizenship do they have?
They don't have any citizenship. They belong to Burma. They are citizens of Burma. They were recognized as an ethnic group of Burma. But the government do not want to give them citizenship. They don't have anything. They are like as a floating people. You know, the government made them a stateless in their own state.
So you are basically asking for international recognition of the issue and perhaps international intervention?
Actually, the way what we can see is Burmese government is persecuting this Rohingya minority people many decades. For now, this is the worst situation we are facing, where you can see in a week time, in 1 week, about 200 to 300 people were killed, burning down their houses and raping Rohingya women, about hundreds over in a week. So this is very immediate issue. They're a very important issue. International community have to come up to raise this issue, to put effective pressure to NLD government. Otherwise, Rohingya will be wiped out from their native land very soon.
I've seen photographs, aerial photographs, of the villages that have been razed to the ground. How is the Burmese government justifying this?
The government is denying all the abuses, unfortunately. The government is saying the Rohingyas are burning down themselves, their own home. But it is quite funny for me, you know, where these people do not have even right to have work, right to have medical treatment, right to have food. Why they will burn down their own house in this kind of crisis time? So this is baseless accusation. So we can see Burmese government is simply denying everything, and they are not allowing media to come into Arkana state. No independent media, no international observers. So they can cover everything what they are doing, as far as what we can see.
That was Thun Kin, president of the Burmese Rohingya organization in the UK.